Tresham, St Luke's, Cornwall, we've got you covered. This is Expression FM.
You are listening to Expression FM News. I am Josh Bendel and this is your daily bulletin on the 26th of September. In North Korea crisis, Washington denies war is declared. A female US Marine has made history by becoming the first woman to complete the Corps' famously grueling infantry officer training. In Bar Spa, the uni brand's transgender reversal plan politically incorrect. And here at the university, asbestos is found under the Peter Chalk Centre.
On air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Update on the North Korea crisis. The US has said a statement from North Korea accusing Washington of declaring war was absurd. The White House also warned Pyongyang to stop provocations after it said it had the right to shoot down US bombers. A UN spokesman said fiery talk could lead to fatal misunderstandings. South Korea has called for a level-headed response, warning that accidental clashes in the region could quickly spiral out of control. In the US, a female has made history by becoming the first woman to complete the Corps' famously grueling infantry officer training. The lieutenant, who wants to keep her identity private, graduated in Quantico, Virginia on Monday. She will soon be assigned to lead a 40-strong platoon. Marine Corps Commander General Robert Neller tweeted a picture of the woman, saying he was proud of this officer and of her fellow leaders. There are almost 1.4 million active duty troops in the US Armed Forces, and about 15% are female. Bar Spa University has blocked research into gender reassignment reversal surgery because it's politically incorrect, a researcher has claimed. Psychotherapist James Caspian said his study was refused by Bar Spa University, which told him it's better not to offend people. Mr. Caspian, who works with transgender people, believes that growing numbers who have transitioned then regret it. The university has failed to make a comment, simply stating it is carrying out an investigation into the matter. Mr. Caspian planned to conduct a master's degree in counselling and psychotherapy at the university. Here at Exeter, during preliminary construction in Peter Chalk Centre for the establishment of the new hub system, or info points, a form of harmless asbestos was found under layers of flooring. The fines has resulted in a three-month delay to all construction relating to the centre, and the university expects to have the hub system within Peter Chalk ready by the next academic year. To find out more about the hub system and how it affects you, listen out for our report on the matter. You've been listening to Expression FM News, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.